Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Duh. Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this slide and throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! Time to hustle and shine. Reporting live from the Brown and Kruger Studios. Brian B. Shining.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's a high of 84, currently 56, clear skies in Grandview.
Hi, D.
What's up, man? How you feeling on this National Pancake Day / Red Friday?
Oh, it's Cardi B Day. Oh, okay, okay.
Who day?
A little inside joke. Okay. We got Love and Hip Hop, man. We got Lil Zane coming in the building, man.
And Ashley. Big shout out to those two cast members of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. They definitely had some interesting experiences that they've shared on the show. So, can't wait to talk to them later.
What's that, like 8 a.m.?
Yep.
8 a.m. hour. Okay, cool. We got plenty of opportunities for your chance at $1,000 in free fall cash. But like D said, oh, it's Red Friday here in Chiefs Kingdom as I'm Kansas City. Chiefs! We'll be beating on them old Raggedy Ravens. We'll be talking with my man Ryan Hughley from Foolish Club Media at about 7 a.m.
Yes, sir.
D, I got a feeling that you're going to be roasting Harrison Bucker this morning.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, so we'll see about that. All right, we got your motivation coming up in 10 minutes, man. We feeling good on this Red Friday. This Red Forget About It Friday.
Uh-huh.
It's Hustle and Shine in the Morning, only on Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
It's Hot 103 Jams.
How about those trees?
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Tucked away in every pocket is a high-quality camera that can spew images across the globe in milliseconds. So everyone has become skilled at posing. But if you look back at all those poses, you cannot help but see a little emptiness and a lot of pretense. It's as if the point of living, of doing, is merely to make a statement. The next time you're tempted to set up a pose, whether there's a camera present or not, reconsider. What, after all, will it really accomplish? There's a much better alternative to striking one pose after another. It is genuine participation. Put away the camera. Put away even the thought of a camera. Focus yourself on the moment, on the experience, on the very real people who are sharing it with you. Carry away more than just pixels from where you go and what you do and who you're with. Your future self will thank you for living with the depth of richness, embodiment, and participation far beyond anything that can be funneled through a lens. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jam.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
623, high of 84, currently 56 at East High School. Actress Cree Summer, known as Freddie from the hit show A Different World, well, she explains a little bit about her experience towards the end of the show and something they look forward to that ended up being not as much what she expected.
Kadeem was doing movies. Jasmine was doing Harlem Nights. Like, we all couldn't wait to go to the next step. What we didn't realize was we ain't Saved by the Bell. We ain't those white shows. And the world wasn't waiting for us like that. We couldn't wait because we thought, hey, we're the number two show in America. There's no way everybody can't wait to see us. And nobody gave
I did.
You was waiting on him, huh?
Kadeem Hardison.
You was waiting on the whole cast?
Well, yeah, I mean, because, man, look, that's one of my, the way that you follow girlfriends or whatever, that's how I followed a different world.
Follow girlfriends. Like, I know what you mean, though.
That's how I follow it now, of course. But, like, Kadeem Hardison, he was in Vampire in Brooklyn.
Yeah, and he went off to do great things.
Yeah, a couple things. But, yeah, man, they... It's what we see and experience as Black people in every sector of every way in life. That's why we got to keep fighting for what we need to keep fighting for. Man.
Yeah, so. That's real. Now,
but
also,
Cree Summer though, she what? You know, she was a voice of cartoons, and she went on to have a great career
eventually. But she ran into some points where immediately after they just didn't have anything. Because I'm sure it wasn't another hit show that was focused on Black life around that time. Immediately after.
Ron Johnson was doing Homeboys from Outer Space.
Okay.
For those who know that one, golly, that was terrible.
Well, you see, I'm glad she wasn't on that show because that would have ended abruptly.
Yeah.
Well, actor Clifton Powell speaks on the marriage side of being an entertainer.
I think the biggest mistake I made in the beginning was getting married. Not so much because marriage is bad, but trying to build my career inside of my marriage is simply impossible. The trajectory in the arts has its own isolated energy, and it takes all of your time and all of your energy. Barely have enough time for your wife and your kids. And I didn't understand that.
Man, he should have listened to Tech N9ne this ring. Because that describes...
I was going to say, what'd he say?
Well, it describes... I wish I had it clean. I ain't got it clean.
It's all good.
Tech, y'all at me, though. I need that clean. But no, it's trying to live the balance of trying to make money and be an entertainer or whatever in his marriage. But he ultimately chose, of course, Tech or whatever. He's married now.
Yeah.
But this was back when... Okay. This was 2001.
So why you be giving me a hard time and you understand what he was saying in the beginning? That's what I be saying.
You're not an entertainer.
I'm saying entertainer is a big umbrella though. I'm just speaking on behalf, whether I am or not, I'm speaking on behalf of it. It's like if you live a certain lifestyle, it's gonna be very difficult for you to maintain a relationship.
I agree with you in the fact of don't get married unless you're ready for it.
Yeah.
Like I'm not trying to marry nobody who ain't ready for all that yet. No, because it's a lot. My thing is mold your brain and mold yourself into it. People don't be trying to
they're not getting ready.
That's what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. Get your mind right for marriage. Stop double tapping the girls on Instagram and the Twitter honeys and all of that, bro. No, seriously, it's a big problem. We have too much access to each other. Mm-hmm. Think about it. In the 80s and 70s and 60s and 50s or whatever.
They was cheating too.
But we didn't see everybody all the time. We see everybody's profile pictures and information
in
and stuff.
Face all the time.
All
in each other's space,
time. Every single day. That ain't normal. So I just be wanting people to get in the mindset of that. But if your job and what you're doing ain't built for
ain't conducive to a family lifestyle, don't do it.
Busy Bit Man, 816 Day. We on Hustling and Shine.
We're looking at the costs that are going to impact us, we're going to come up with the funds for those costs.
I want employees to make as much money as they can to have the best benefits that they can, but everybody has different needs.
We have already instituted the $15 minimum wage starting July 1, knowing that it was going to start in January.
There's 13 pages to look at and know what's in that. Then it's up to you.
The reality is the residents get impacted. It's a constant walk in a tightrope.
So those are some of the voices that was going down Wednesday in Belton at a Chamber of Commerce meeting alongside neighboring Chamber of Commerce's. Mm-hmm. They had a town hall meeting on the topic of minimum wage law changes. Now, the purpose of the event was to educate business leaders and the general public about what should they expect. Now, the minimum wage is set to increase from $13.75 to $15 January 1st, 2026. But it's like they're trying to tie this with inflation and trying to
up the price of everything else, which is playing the same game.
Well, and really trying to take back the minimum wage, trying to take back the $15 an hour because they're saying it's impacting the economy or whatever. So
I hate that.
Yeah, at a Proposition 8 celebration in May of 2025, a leader from Stand Up KC and a Missouri Worker Center, they praised the Supreme Court for upholding the will of the voters. But we already know that, you know, they've already rolled back a couple things that we voted for. So
yeah, including abortion and was it the paid sick leave? Ooh, yikes.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Mark Smart Barber from the 816. I'm locked in with Hustle and Shine in the morning on Hot 103 Jams. Let's go.
Shout out to all of our cousins that are always tapped in. We appreciate you. Big love to Rich Harris. He sent us a happy Red Friday. So you know it's always love. And shout out to the KC Current. I was able to be a part of the Sideline, the Stigma event they had yesterday. They had some heavy hitters in the building, and the KC Current were actually practicing while we were talking to some of the youth that were out there. So I met a lot of friends while I was there. Shout out to Kaylin Baker, Vince the bus driver, and then some of my little cousins over at Raytown South. I need you to vote for my little cousins Anaya Gilmore for homecoming queen, and vote for my other little cousin Bridget Nessie Boyd for princess. So shout out to y'all, and I'm, you know, fingers crossed that y'all win. Holla at me when you do.
I love that, man. You always out in the streets, D.
Got to hustle and shine in the streets, you know it.
You know it. So speaking of being out in the streets, man, the recall efforts for Jackson County Executive Frank White, we all going to the polls coming up this week to make this important decision for the city. But he has some choice words for everybody ahead of the vote on Tuesday.
I've been at this thing and working hard at this thing. And when I came into this office, it was a mess.
I didn't become a world champion running from things. I funded health initiatives in our community. During COVID, I spent $120 million in our community. When the governor wouldn't fund our cities, I funded our cities in Jackson County. I funded our health department, all our school districts, all our first responders.
Do you take accountability for how the assessment process played out and this being the reason a lot of people want you out of office?
Well, I think that the old saying, what heavy is the head that wears the crown, and I think that falls on me at that point.
Between the assessments, the stadiums, I don't know, dog.
Well, I'm so finna ask, which way you leaning?
Oh, I don't think it would be fair for me to state that opinion on here. We'll leave that up for your we'll imagination.
We'll check out Brian's World. And shout out to KSHB's Alyssa Jackson for that interview as well. She did a great job with that.
Yeah, she always does a great job, man.
In her bag. You know where she's from, right?
East St. Louis.
Close. Take the East off of you, right? And you're right there.
and I'm righteous with them hands.
Yo, this would be the one them called Tech Nine. And when I'm at home, I'm up hustling and shining in the morning, baby, on Hot 103 Jams.
Join with us as he is every single week, every Friday during the football season. We got Ron Hughley, straight up from Foolish Club Media. Make sure you check out the Show and BK podcast before each and every Chiefs game. And tap into Brian's World, too, courtesy of Foolish Club Media. But it is week four
in the National Football League.
As our Kansas City Chiefs come home to Arrowhead to face these old raggedy Baltimore Ravens. And Ron, the offense finally clicked in the second half. Are we going to continue this week?
Yeah, I think that's the big question, right, is did the Chiefs do enough in that second half to make you think, all right, they've got something. They found something. Because, Brian, that first half, like, that was,
embarrassing.
Pat's playing dodgeball with Isaiah Pacheco throwing it behind him. We got penalties galore. My man Andy said, hell, that second half was hard to watch. So that was rough. But each drive in the second half looked like at least an offense in rhythm. Right. They haven't looked like they've been in rhythm. It looked like they were dictating what they wanted to do instead of the defense. We didn't see Pat running around and trying to create with his legs and his arms. It looked like they were in rhythm. And with this group, if they can give us that, you know, before Worthy and Rice get back, and hopefully Worthy is back this week, that is an offense with their defense. That is an offense that they can hold on and win games before they get hold. The other stuff is a hope and a prayer. But what they did in the second half, if they can continue to do that consistently, then I feel a lot better about them you know, being able to do things until they get everybody back.
It looked like Pacheco was going the wrong way on a couple. Like, what are you, fam?
So what he doing? I'm finna suit up at this point. Especially, not even for Pacheco's spot, but for Booker's spot. Uh-oh. I got a leg on me. I can kick a little bit. Pause. Because you didn't even need to do that. I didn't. Ron, we got to talk about the opinionated Harrison Booker. He ain't been consistent, but he has been off since day one, at least for this season. And some might even say he's low-key a liability. So do you even trust him and his ability moving forward this season?
So there's a couple things with Harrison Booker, and I think that's working against him. Listen, this ain't the first time he's going into kicking slumps. He's had some moments where he's missed kicks. Some of them had to do with injury, and I don't know if that's an issue. Haven't heard anything, but this isn't the first time. I'm going to tell you what right now. If they walk out there and the game is on the line, I have no fears of Harrison Booker. He's a big, big money kicker. Game on the line kicker. And can we just be honest? Like, one of those is a 58-yard field goal. Like, one of those misses. Like, that's not automatic. And, yes, some of these kicks you expect him to make. For me, if there's a pressure kick, I have confidence in Butker because he's damn near made all of them. And I'll be honest and real. Like, I think the other parts of Harrison Booker to make him less trustworthy. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna lie to you. You got to separate the other parts of Harrison Booker as opposed to the kicker of Harrison Booker. Right?
I mean, it was a reason his kicks was going wide right.
You're an idiot. You've been working on that one. Just try to separate that. Because he missed one, your mind think, of course he did. You got to separate.
All right, B-Shine's best bet this week. Higher or lower, 2 rushing touchdowns by Lamar Jackson.
I'm going to say lower. Hey, man, that's one of the hidden things, man. People talking about the fumbles from Derrick Henry. They have been struggling running the football lately, right? They're under 100 yards easy the last 2 weeks running the football, which is weird when you have those two. And I do think, though, Brian, they're going to put an emphasis on running the football, getting back to what they've been doing. I mean, Derrick Henry had 23 yards against the Browns 2 weeks and 50 last week against the Lions. So I do think they're going to put an emphasis on that. But the Chiefs' run defense is pretty good, and I think they'll keep him out of the end zone. He won't score 2 times, I don't believe. Not rushing.
Make sure you tap into the Show and BK podcast every single week prior to the Chiefs game. And make sure you tap into Brian's World, courtesy of Foolish Club Media. Ron, we'll holler at you next week as we enter week 5 in them Jacksonville Jaguars on Monday Night Football. Until then, be a blessing, man.
All right, man.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy Jay White did it. And guess what, man? I wake up to Hustle and Shine on Hot 103.10.
Hustle and Shine in the Morning has teamed up with J.E. Dunn to celebrate and recognize the real MVPs in our community. Individuals who embody the spirit of community outreach and positive change in Kansas City.
And today, we are spotlighting this week's Hustle Hard, Shine Bright nominees.
Naomi Hill nominated Brian Roberts. She wrote, I would like to nominate Brian Roberts, the owner of the Black Pantry in Kansas City. His consistency and dedication is making a huge impact in the community, as well as bringing all cultures together. One of his many missions is uplifting Black-owned businesses and has created spaces that celebrate their products. The Black Pantry has recently partnered with the Good Karma Coffee Company, and they have a very beautiful location that welcomes guests to shop, have light refreshments, read, relax, or even have a meeting. Brian's hard work shows young people that any dream is possible.
And Tayshia King nominated Sierra Pierce, writing, Sierra is a mother of 3, working 2 jobs while also putting herself through school. Every day she proves that determination is stronger than a circumstance. And she doesn't just work for herself and her family. She also pours back into the community with the exact same strength that keeps her moving forward. Through her work in the reentry and recovery community, Sierra is a case manager, advocate, and a mentor. She empowers people who are rebuilding their lives, reminding them that they are worthy of stability, growth, and second chances. Sierra doesn't just survive, she inspires. And that's why she deserves the Hustle Hard, Shine Bright spotlight.
Go to KPRS.com and nominate your community MVP, a person who deserves to be recognized on the Hustle Hard, Shine Bright community spotlight.
and one community member will win a $250 gift card. Friday, October 31st at 7:52 a.m. Brought to you by J.E. Dunn, building authentic partnerships and enriching lives through inspired people and places.
And Hot 103 Jams.
Yo, what up? This your boy, Little Ronnie. I wake up with Hustle and Shine on the Hot 103 Jams, baby. Let's go.
Hey, you ready to get in the booth?
Let's do it. Let's make it happen.
As soon as the instrumental kick in.
Uh-oh.
Come on.
Ooh. Okay, yeah, you know, I ain't no Rob Lowe star. I ain't no Shay Lyric, but you know.
You ain't no Miss Kush.
You know, but I know a little something. Let's see what we got today.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Get up and get out, it's Friday. Check or deposit, you just got paid. Hustle shine in the morning always.
Uh-huh.
Get outside, cousin, we gonna see you today.
You know it, hustle and shine in the streets. But first, tonight, you already know what's going down.
What's happening?
Oh, my nephew, Marcel Reed.
Yes, sir.
And them Lee Summit North Broncos. The best defensive lineman in Missouri. It's taking on Blue Springs.
Yes, sir.
Number 71, Marcel Reed, tonight. You already know. Get your shovels out deep.
Get them out.
Because he's going to put somebody in the dirt. Oh, I can't wait for that, man.
You know, I love
seeing
that.
My boy in action tonight. Let's get back to it, though.
Yeah, and then shout out to Quez. The 18th Avon Arts Festival is going down all weekend long. Major shout out to all the hosts, all the people that are part. Lots of arts that will be shown. So I'm super excited about that. I'll stop by and, you know, kick it with my cousins one time.
Yo, shout out to the Deron Cherry Foundation, former chief. He's going to have a Care for KC celebrity tailgate party. I'm going to that 6:30 on Saturday.
Ooh.
And then you're going to be at Patio.
Yeah, Saturday night, I'm kicking it at Patio. And the best part about it is I'm doing an ATL set. Like, we doing Atlanta. And, of course, we got Lil Zane and Ashley in the building. So I got to ask them what songs I got to play.
Okay. And then we got the Hot 103 Jams, Buck Tooie Barbecue, Big Game Tailgate. I'm DJing my first tailgate at Arrowhead. Y'all know I'm the biggest Chiefs fan in the world.
Literally.
I just don't do that tailgating stuff. I'm switching it up this week,
though,
dude.
I like that. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
You know, I got reservations at a little restaurant.
Oh, look at you.
For Sunday, 1587 Prime. Shout out to Travis Kelce and Mahomes. I'm going to have to stop by and see what they talking about. I seen I got to come up in there with at least $500. So let me go head to the ATM right now.
And, of course, Kansas City, we don't want to talk about you on Monday. So over the weekend, please don't be an idiot. Please don't.
Please don't do that. Oh, you got the instrumental going in the background.
Come on now. I had, when he walked into the door, I had to greet bro with this joint because 2000s, in the year 2000, 2001, I was 15, 16 years old, and I was downloading all of this on WinMX illegally.
Oh, illegally. You owe him a couple dollars.
Well, I mean, Lil Zane, my bad, man. My bad.
All good, bro. All good.
But we also got Ashley C in the building from Love & Hip Hop. What's up, y'all?
Yes. How y'all doing this morning?
We doing good. We happy to have you all in the building. I mean, you guys have been on the show. You've been very vulnerable, opening up and letting us into your life.
Oh, yes, Lord. Ma'am. Yeah, it's been a roller coaster. Well, we appreciate y'all for having us, but yeah.
Definitely.
Love & Hip Hop has been just a roller coaster. It's been a journey. But, you know, we totally appreciate MTV for just, you know, allowing us the spotlight to just, you know, express ourselves and show where we really come from. So me being a Kansas City native and then me hooking up with this knucklehead has been
listen. I was getting cussed out for free before. I get paid to get cussed out now. Okay. Whoa.
But you guys,
fellas, you know how that feels.
Yeah.
You gotta know, when I first met him 13 years ago in Florida, this man walked in the bar with a Kansas City Chiefs hat on, and I was like,
I've been chiefing, baby.
I was like, you know what? You know, this could work.
Hold on.
See,
Zane,
I didn't know that.
had the Chiefs hat.
He walked in that in a strip club. I was bartending.
So
straight up.
Okay,
Chiefs.
So 13 years ago, that was 2012. That was the worst Chiefs season of all time.
And I was still representing, Sean. Y'all wasn't nothing.
That's
I was
talking about.
I ain't mean to say that. Y'all always been something.
I didn't mean to say it like that.
2012.
I don't need people outside the gates trying to kill me when I go.
Nah, we
ain't gonna
do that. But in 2012, we went 2-14. We had the first pick in the draft in 2013. That was a year before Andy Reid.
And I was down. And that's why y'all got to embrace me. I was down when y'all was losing.
He knew that I was his girl, and he knew that he had, it was a place in the, you know, Kansas City for him. Mm-hmm.
Shine, best thing I could have did was walked in the club with a Kansas City Chiefs hat
that
on.
That did it.
That's I feel like if anybody would have had with a Chiefs hat on would have had her that day.
But low key, y'all want to know something?
Oh God.
So last year we almost got a divorce over the Chiefs and Falcons game.
Ooh, I was gonna ask you about that.
That was a Sunday nighter.
Yeah. Listen, if you come, he bought us some bomb tickets.
$500 tickets, Sean. $500 tickets.
He said he spent that money.
By Falcons, right. And he would not wear the Chiefs jersey. I said, bruh.
Sean, listen, dawg. I told her. I'm a Chiefs fan when they not playing the Falcons.
I can respect that. That's,
you know
that's
what I'm saying? Even they understand that. That's what she didn't understand that.
That's his crib. He can't. He got people that he...
Sean, tell her, man. She wanted me to wear a Chiefs jersey into the Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Nah. He didn't say the whole stadium. That's how you know it's solid. You know what? We love ATL. Man.
We got special guests in the building this morning, D.
Yes, we do. If you watch Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, well, you better be tapped in because we got Lil Zane and Ashley right here on Hustle & Shine. Shot in the morning. How y'all feeling?
Feeling good, man.
Feeling real good. I'm glad to be back in the city.
Definitely glad to be back.
Yeah, I gotta throw that out there. If you didn't know, Ashley is actually a KC native. What school you went? Did
all
you go to?
I went to Raytown South.
Okay.
Oh,
shout out to Raytown South.
Sadidi. Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Wow. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Bugiato.
A little bit. Nothing wrong with it. I gotta ask Lil Zane. Dog, what did you feel when you first heard this?
Oh, man.
When you first heard this.
When I first heard this, man, I felt like, man, if I don't kill this verse, my career is over before it even start. Like, I couldn't believe that it was even taking a chance on me like that.
Bro, so as I got to tell you, just as a consumer, in 98, I was 13, and I first heard this. I said, what is 112 doing?
It's crazy, right? Because this came out in December... of 98. December. 98. So right going into 99.
Y'all were all white in the video?
All white. You know what I'm saying? This was like probably the first time I was in a strip club.
Oh,
and we actually made it. It wasn't a real strip club.
You
didn't
heard
like
these
made
stories
the strip
already.
Club.
And he still ain't left.
You know what I'm saying?
Magic City
I got
Monday.
Some other stories I can't tell you
he
while my wife
wings.
Here.
He go for the wings, y'all.
Yeah, all that. But nah, it was definitely memorable because, you know, 112 at the time was releasing their second album. Yep. And they were very anticipated. And for them to take a chance on somebody like me, I ain't had no record out of nothing. And they paid me to do it.
Yes, sir.
What?
That was that bad boy budget back then.
You know, usually when somebody doing you a favor, they don't even want to pay you. You know how that goes. They feel like they doing something for you. Yeah. They put me on and they paid me and they took me on a 50-city tour with them. I wasn't nobody. So I'm always faithful, loyal, and just down with 112 forever.
Shout
you know what I mean?
So, Ashley, what have you been able to learn or observe from Lil Zane with you all being together?
Honestly, this man, his work habits and his drive are just incredible. You know, aside from, you know, just daily, you know, marital drama, this man breathes and sleeps in his work and he is just driven and, you know, you can't tell him no. You tell him no, he just keeps going. And I just love that about him. He's very passionate about his work
Passionate about my wife.
So
when y'all be seeing me on the show wilding out, it's because they be coming at my girl crazy. So
yeah,
because
last
protective.
Time I saw, you know, I love the fact that y'all were a unit though on the show because it's like if you coming at my wife, I'ma leave too. And if the last scene we saw was, you know, you and Spice having a conversation, just trying to ask her a couple things, and it was like it didn't go well. But you stood behind your wife too and was like, okay, if my baby walking out, I'm walking out too.
Absolutely.
See you later, Scrap.
Yeah.
It was actually my idea. I'm like,
no, y'all don't get to see everything. Uh-oh. I was not trying to leave.
She was trying to stay.
They got kicked me out.
They always trying to say I'm jumping in women business, but they only put me in it. When you talking about my wife and you're losing the battle, and
I'm in
you
it
saw
now.
Spice was losing the conversation, so she looked at me like, hey, your man doing this. I'm like, don't put me in it because
you're
losing.
She did throw you up in there. I said, Spice.
She threw me in it because she was losing. Every time they losing the battle, because she be shutting them all down, bro. Like, she come on there and she really shut them down.
Yeah.
And I'm like, don't be mad because she shut you down and take it out on me. You know what I'm saying?
That
straight
part.
Up.
But we always going to ride for each other. I feel like if you're in a marriage, it don't matter what it is. You know, if y'all disagree, do it behind closed doors. I'm going to ride for him. He's going to ride for me.
Question for you. When it comes to Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the love part, of course, is clear as day. But the hip hop part is another segment. I know you guys have a song. We'll make sure we talk about that online. Yes. Hot 103 Jams. We'll just tap into it and see what's going on
and
a little bit.
I just want to stress
we'll
that one
the
more
name
time. I think she's so real because she made sure her first national radio interview was in Kansas City. Yes. And I respect that.
Shout out to the town. A lot of town.
Shout out to Deanna and Brian for having me. I appreciate y'all.
We appreciate
100%.
Y'all. 100%. Thank y'all for stopping through.
Yes. Thank y'all for having us, for real. Hey, we're going to be on tour too. 112 going on tour. The 30th anniversary tour starts in November.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know if we coming to Kansas City, but y'all get y'all tickets right now, Live Nation.
Yes.
And we'll see y'all on tour.
It might be a couple
baby.
Weeks before.
Hey, 30
it's a walk-up
tour, man. We excited. And you might,
right, hello.
You might see Ash popping out doing her song too.
Yes,
you know
1587.
I mean?
That's the name of the song. So, yeah.
Appreciate y'all.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Libra season. Hey. Happy birthday to those diplomatic, good listening, and artistic Libras.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over a happy birthday to singer-songwriter, model, and actress, and known as a founding member of En Vogue. Happy birthday to Cindy Heron. Sending over a happy birthday shout-out to actress, singer, and songwriter, who's known for her role in Love Don't Cost a Thing. Happy B-Day to Christina Milian. A big happy birthday to rapper known as Father MC. A happy heavenly birthday to music exec and producer Andre Harrell. A major shout out to producer, songwriter, singer, and known as a member of Boys to Men. Happy birthday to Sean Stockton. And last but not least, sending over a birthday shout out to professional tennis player who's broken so many records I can't even count. A happy birthday to Serena Williams.
Okay, D, let's take it to the crib and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Brittany Madden, Rochelle Quincy, and Michael Manti. Sending birthday love to Rochelle Hughes, Amber Jackson, and Brian Hall. Happy birthday, Julius Caesar, Henry Thompson, and everybody else born on September 26th. Happy birthday, Libra. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car. Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah, yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Oh, good morning. It's Lynn.
What's up, Lynn? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Let's go.
Okay, Lynn, hold on. We gotta see what that check engine light looking like.
It ain't on. I just left the shop.
Okay, good.
Is your smoke detector beeping at home?
Probably.
It's okay, cousin. We got a shot to get you qualified to win $1,000 in free fall cash that can actually replace that battery and then some more. And a $30 Kansas Lottery Chiefs Kingdom Instant Ticket is on the line. But you got to finish these lyrics with some passion. You ready?
Let's go.
My mind just blew $1,000 Swiss and sweets. In my black and orange charger, call it trick or treat. It ain't nothing to a boss. My goons got goons. How stupid, dumb, big. My rooms got rooms.
Yeah, I'll trip. I'm just fine. 1235. About that
12.
Time.
Yeah.
Hottest thing in the lot. That damn mind.
Come on.
Ain't scale sober.
Lost my mind.
Wait, hold on. What time did you say?
What time did you say?
Didn't 12.
Didn't he say 12:35?
He said 12:45, but we'll let it go. It's okay. I ain't gonna be strict today. You get that hookup, cousin. The $30 Kansas Lottery instant ticket is yours, and now your name is qualified for $1,000 in free fall cash. You win that money, what would you spend it on?
I don't know. I might just put it in for a rainy day.
Smart man.
Yes, sir. Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show is getting you hooked up, man.
Hustle and Shine in the morning.
Making that real money.